Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We will be simulcasting coming up at the 8 after break at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have open phones with Robert Galen Ross, author, researcher, coming up in the rest of this hour, a little bit into the next hour, and I will continue with the news blitz that I've only gotten started on. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Stephen in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Okay, a couple things. First of all, you earlier mentioned about how with all the fear-mongering the New World Order does to the media, you'd think there was a terrorist behind every bush. Well, I wanted to reverse that, which would make it true. Behind every terrorist, there's a bush.
Absolutely.
You said behind every bush, there's a terrorist. But
yes, I've heard that one before.
Yeah, behind every terrorist, there is a bush. And, of course, I'm referring to the Bush family. Secondly, I was wanting to find out, did you get the – I had emailed you to Rob and Aaron a book that I got through a newsletter I get from Dr. Joseph McCullough out of Illinois. It's called Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, and I was wondering if you had a chance to look that over yet. It was published in 1920 by Charles M. Higgins.
Yes, and I appreciate your call. I was sent that book, and I've been meaning to scan over it and put a link to it up on Infowars.com. Thank you, Steve. We're also working on getting Dr. Marcola on. He's been on in the past. I want to get him back on the show to get his expertise on what's happening with the flu. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Montreal. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's Brian from 12160. Just wanted to say hi. Have a nice afternoon. The two statements I'd like to make, up here in Canada, they're trying to push through Bill C-6, which will be a bill that will give them the right to come into anybody's house. They're passing it as a consumer protection law, but it's one of these laws where if Health Canada thinks that there's something in your apartment, they'll be able to go through your neighbor's apartment without his permission to come into your house. They'll be able to seize your goods. They won't have to.
Yes, they're getting rid of Magna Carta and any free speech, any rights, any property rights in England, in the U.S., in Canada, under the guise of the environment. They're also passing laws all over the West to forcibly go into your home for quarantines, and states are passing different laws. They now take your blood in a whole bunch of different states here in the U.S. without warrants. And they just say, hey, we don't need any stinking warrants. It's to keep you safe. They've got face scanning and license plate reading camera systems going in everywhere. The government is a cancer. It knows we're going to resist being raped. And so it's gearing up to tie us down and hold us down while it does its business. Homeland Security is the handcuffs that they use to handcuff us down to the bed when they rape us with the battery acid, just like they do at Abu Ghraib to children. Anything else, Brian?
Yeah, I called CBC Radio News to talk to them about it and why they are not covering any of the important things that we're covering. And that reporter basically told me, since I told him that we get most of our information from the Internet and that we do the work ourselves of exposing the truth to other people, this reporter basically told me I might as well keep doing that because CBC certainly isn't going to. So that basically tells all of us, continue being your own reporter. Continue doing your own investigation. Do not rely on any major media to do it for you because they're not going to.
Very, very interesting, sir. Sounds like par for the course of these people. Because a lot of folks just want to go home, watch pornography, get drunk, take drugs, watch TV. And they're all so selfish that they end up losing their entire life, their entire history. Because of it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Robert Galen Ross in studio.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are simulcasting here in the last 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv when the syndicated radio transmission becomes living color, internet transmission television at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go to Robert Galen Ross Sr. here in just a moment, live in studio. He'll be with us about 20 minutes into the next hour. And later in the hour, we're going to open the phones up for any issue you want to discuss. He's a generalist, kind of like myself, has a lot of knowledge about a lot of things dealing with the New World Order. He's also an author and filmmaker. So Robert Galen Ross Sr. in studio with us coming up here in just a moment. I want to tell you about a new sponsor. We've had some medical doctors on who've talked about this. With viruses and bacteria, colloidal silver, the smaller the better, really does help. And a lot of medical doctors talked about if there was a way to inhale it, that would be a great way to deal with infection and other things. You can find out more in the testimonials and the medical info, because I don't even pretend to understand all this stuff, at silverlungs.com. S-I-L-V-E-R lungs, silverlungs.com. It's a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator. Yeah, it's its own generator system, really nice. And lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver, delivers the solution directly into the blood. Never before has making high-quality colloidal silver been this easy and this effective. It really is a neat system. Silver Lungs, as in plural, you got two lungs, silverlungs.com. One other sponsor I wanted to let you know about is Akola Blue. That's the atmospheric water generator. It grabs water out of the air. That's what clouds are. And sends them through seven-stage filter system, reverse osmosis, carbon, UV, stores it in a stainless steel tank, has its own little computer readout. They have smaller systems that do 7.5 gallons a day. It looks like a water cooler without the water cooler on top. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLO Blue, EcolaBlue.com, big banners up on InfoWars.com, or give them a call, ask for a brochure. They have systems for solar power to be hooked up to it. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. And remember, our sponsors also make this radio show possible. Okay, who is Robert Galen Sr.? Well, he's born in Big Lake, Texas, and holds a B.S. degree in industrial engineering from Texas A&M University. While active in engineering, he was licensed professional engineer in the state of Texas and national certified manufacturing engineer. After graduation, he accepted a commission of the second lieutenant, later promoted to first lieutenant of the Army Security Agency, a branch of the NSA, which is a big brother of the Central Intelligence Agency. Military training was in the field of crypto analysis, the breaking of codes, and he served as a company commander with the intelligence unit on the demilitarized zone, DMZ, in the Valley of South Korea from 56-57 after fighting had ceased. Upon leaving active duty, he began his professional career in the petroleum industry, serves as an industrial engineer for 10 years upon being promoted into management, and was a manufacturer plant manager for 10 years. The past 17 years, he served as international management consultant, working in U.S., Japan, Mexico, Canada, England, and Iran. He's advised some people in the Japanese government. After completing the manuscript, his first book, Who's Who of the Elite, he contacted a number of publishers and again went ahead and self-published, and now has RIE, his own publishing company, and for RIE.com is the website. Robert Galen Ross, great to have you here in studio with us.
It's a pleasure being with you, Alex.
It's fantastic having you here with us as well. Okay, just in a nutshell, let's talk about how the banking system works, fiat banking. Some of your books cover that. We carry them at InfoWars.com. Kind of dovetail it with your other work, the murder of JFK, RFK, MLK, how they murder people. We've had four big CEOs killed the last 48 hours. The head of the Rockefeller Family's Corporation was clearly murdered. And then what their master plan is, if they're able to bankrupt the planet and bring this system in, if they're truly able to be successful, we know world government's just the beginning. What will the world look like if they were able to get everything they wanted? So good to have you here with us.
I appreciate that. What their goal is to create the New World Order or the Global Union. And the once they do that, it'll be sort of like in the medieval time when the kings would live in their castles, and in order to visit their friends in the other castle, they'd have to have an army to escort them to the next castle because the peasants were out to get them. And we're going to end up with the kings and paupers all around the world. And there won't be any middle-class people there. They're going to eliminate the middle class. But in order to stop this, I've in my book, I have set up a timeline for stopping them. And the first thing is we need to correct our voting system. We all know that our voting system is corrupt. And so once we straighten that out, and the only way to do that is to go to a paper ballot counted by members of the local community. And once the count is made, then it must be posted in a local newspaper before it ever goes to Washington or wherever, so that they can't juggle the numbers once the results are finished.
And we've got you for over an hour, so I want to get into that in the second part. Get into solutions, get into your new book, Hot Off the Presses, What the Elite Have Done to America and How to Fix It, by Robert Galen Ross Sr. But starting out, because we have a lot of people, a lot of new listeners every day now. The show just gets bigger and bigger. Thank God we're reaching more people because so much of what we've talked about has come true. Describe how fractional reserve banking works, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, what we're dealing with, and then currently your take on, because you're right, the Club of Rome is brags, CFR brags. They want to bring in neo-feudalism, neo-serfdom. They want to bankrupt the world. They want to go to a post-industrial system where the armored government compounds in the countryside are where the elites live. They will have life extension technologies. They will have access to high tech. We are going to be put into a level of squalor, degradation, one-child policies, really kind of roving government systems that keep us in check, and the orderly extermination. But specifically, how these banking families got their control and what their master plan is.
Yeah, they've developed techniques in their money science. For example, the reserve system. A bank is required to keep 10% of the capital in reserve, and then they can loan out 90%. So let's say that you deposit $1,000 in a local bank. They can turn around and loan out $900 of that to someone else. And let's say they loan it to Joe, and Joe immediately puts into his checking account or savings account, then they can loan out 90% of that. So as this keeps going from one to another, $1,000 can create $9,000 in new money. And that's the fractional reserve system. And it's done so that they can loan this money out at interest.
Continue breaking that down for people. I mean, in layman's terms, they get the license from the government, the authorization to just be able to make up money, make up liquidity, and then they buy up their own assets. They buy up products and industries. And then they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act in 99 that allowed investment banks to become normal retail banks. And so they just directly gave themselves unlimited money and broke free of the chains of just the fractional reserve banking that already allowed them to take over the economy to just unlimited funding. And so they've now created tens of trillions of dollars more fiat currency than there even is real assets.
That's correct. And the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air. And most of the money they create is done by electronic means, by just a computer entry into their database. And if they print new money, it costs somewhere around $35,000 for a pallet load of, say, $100 bills. That's all it costs them. But that pallet load may contain $5 billion worth of money. So that the cost of printing the money is nothing to them.
I've talked to economists, because they haven't published these in about a decade. A decade ago, for every $1 billion of fiat currency on the computer books, Well, there's roughly 3% paper money or coin money for every dollar that's out there. But I've been told it's even less than that, down to about 1% right now. So it's not just the print money. It's just all this fiat made-up money.
Yeah, it's the electronic money. That's most of the M3 money supply is made-up money, made up out of thin air, loaned out at an interest.
So people will kill each other. People will cheat their parents. People will do anything for some Federal Reserve notes, and it's all just made out of nothing for a handful of private families to be able to literally own the planet.
That's right. And then you have somebody like Bernie Madoff that he really soaked his own friends. He took all their money and said he was going to invest it, and turned out he didn't invest any of it. And it was a Ponzi scheme where he paid his the dividends of his customers off the money of other people, and he got up some like $65 billion he loaned out, and of course now he's spending 150 years in prison for doing that.
Well, and he created the NASDAQ. I mean, this is one of the high level guys, and it's been reported that the same stuff he's doing, that all these major firms do this.
But if you look at the derivatives and credit default swaps, that is a Ponzi scheme in itself. And in my book, I give the amount of derivatives and credit default swaps that each bank owns, the largest ones. And Chase
Webster Tarpley says it's 1.5 quadrillion. Is that accurate?
That's total derivatives, yes. Now, the banks don't have that. They have about 1/50th of that in assets. For example, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank has something a little over $1 trillion in total capitalization, and they've got 54 times that outstanding in derivatives. So that's a Ponzi scheme.
We've got a break. Let's come back and talk about what their master plan is, because they're bragging. They want a new bank of the world out of all this, out of the crisis they created. Then we'll talk about solutions with our guests.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress, like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Robert Galen Ross is our guest in studio. He'll be with us 20 minutes in the next hour. We're going to have open phones. Also, the mainstream media has chickened out. They're not responding to Charlie Sheen's challenge to a debate. They want to just sit up there and misrepresent what he said about 9/11. I got a pretty hot text message from Charlie earlier today. He is just sick and tired of these cowards. And I was talking to the guys. They were saying TMZ covered Charlie going in to have dinner the other night with Buzz Aldrin. Charlie called Jim and says, "Hey, one of my friends knows Buzz Aldrin. I'm going to dinner with him." And then Charlie goes to dinner and it becomes a news item. That's something else. So maybe cue that up. Maybe after Galen leaves us, we'll We'll play that if you can find it. What the elite have done to America and how to fix it. Robert Galen Ross Sr. This is a short segment, but long segment coming up. We'll get more into the book after that. But getting into the bankers, what makes them tick? What is their world plan? We know they're eugenicists. We know it's come out. The White House science czar admits they want a cold world population, that they want a world government to carry that out. What will the planet look like if we're unable to stop these people?
It'll just be less than 1% of the super wealthy, and the rest of us will be peons, from normal peons down to sub peons. And there'll be a one money, one monetary system, one around the world, all controlled probably out of Brussels. And the Rothschilds keep their money in Switzerland so that nobody can ever find out what they really have.
And you notice that they've only been selectively taking the bank accounts of people with like $1 million. They're taking the low-level nobody's money out of these offshore corporations when it's admitted the Rockefellers have more than 10,000 shell corporations just in the Bahamas and the Caymans alone.
That's right. And but no one touches the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers' money. No one will report on it. It's suicide to really get into any details on Rockefellers and Rothschilds.
Well, it is suicide. I'm always reading about Rockefeller secretaries, Rockefeller CEOs. If somebody in an oil company doesn't do what they're told, they commit suicide, shotgun in the back of the head. Rockefeller company CEO committed suicide. James McDonald shot himself in the head yesterday.
Probably in the back of the head. With a double-barrel shotgun.
Now, they do that when some criminality comes out to say, oh, he did it, he's dead. Or this guy may have taken a little something for himself.
Well, you never know. And you can't ever trust the news from the major news media. They lie. The elite own or control all news media except radio, of course.
Yeah, a few handful of radio shows and internet, which Jay Rockefeller admits they want to shut down.
Oh, yeah. And eventually they'll try to control the internet. And the internet is one, and talk radio is our last sources of real facts about what's going on in the world. And they'll naturally have to shut all that down.
Yeah, the White House diversity czar at the FCC said, we need to look at what Hugo Chavez has done with his media fairness.
Right.
And Chavez, I mean, I'm glad he defeated the expansion of North American free trade of America's area. I'm glad he helped shoot down the free trade area of the Americas. But now they're creating a socialist model of that, and Chavez is shutting down free speech in Venezuela.
Well, yeah, but if you look at the net effect of Chavez, he has stopped the creation of the American Union single-handedly.
So you like Chavez?
Well, I like most of what he does, because he's trying to get in the way of the creation of the global union. And he's been very successful in all of South America. And people wonder why he associates with Gaddafi and Ahmadinejad and some of the others. Well, hell, that's the only people out there available that'll talk to him, so why not?
Well, I mean, Gaddafi was the big boogeyman, but now he's a darling of the West. Right. So they do the same thing. Saddam's our buddy one day, he's evil the next. Bin Laden's a hero one day, next day he attacked us. So, I mean, certainly, I just really do see him clamping down on the media and free speech and trying to stay in power. And I mean, I see him as another Fidel Castro. But I do like what he did to the free trade area of the Americas. I mean, he did help kill that.
Well, and he also set up the Bank of the South, which is the central bank of all of South America, owned by the South American nations, funded by Brazil, Argentina, and Venezuela. And they loan money to other nations of Latin America at very low interest rates so they can pay off their loans to the IMF and the World Bank.
Who charge 30% compounded.
That's right. But
let's finish up with Chavez, fractional reserve banking, the elite master plan, and then how to fix it from your perspective. Robert Galen Ross, author, researcher, is our guest in studio.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
I wish a buck was still silver. Was back when the country was strong.
But we have allowed private interest to take control of our banking system and our government. And they have looted and robbed us blind. They have set up a world government to take over other nations using our funds and capital. They have used our name and our flag as their banner of all of their evil actions. And now we're hated the world over. They put in this Hollywood president, try to fool people. Robert, Galen Ross, Barack Obama, give me your take on him, and then whether or not you think this is it. Are they really getting ready to kill the dollar? All these big announcements from top economists how the dollar is going to die. We're going to be like Argentina, trying to destroy confidence, trying to drive us into accepting. The bankers will fix it if you just do what they say. They've got a global government, a global carbon tax. All the stuff we got laughed at for over the decades is now just all openly being announced.
Well, I've got a chapter on what I call elite spies within our government, and Obama is surrounded by members of the elite, just like every president since Wilson. All of his top advisors are members of the Bilderberg Council Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission. So nothing's really going to change in the creation of the New World Order or the Global Union. And He's certainly a very articulate, intelligent person, but I don't think you ever get into that position unless you sell your soul to Lucifer.
And it's so simple, and people get caught up. And in 4 years, when they put a Republican in, we're going to have to argue with these idiots that, hey, this is another puppet. What's your take on what's developing with the dollar from your research?
Well, I've got a graph in my book that shows the effects of money supply, and for over the last 30, 40 years, it's been fairly flat, the M3 money supply. And in the last year, it's gone up something like 200%. And so when the money supply goes up, that means that we're into hyperinflation. We'll be like Zimbabwe and Argentina. Zimbabwe, you have to take a wheelbar full of money to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread. We're going to end up in that same road. Right now, our largest paper dollar, our paper bill, is a $100 bill. Within 2 or 3 years, it could be a $10,000 bill. That's what happened to Argentina and to Zimbabwe.
And the establishment knows all of this is going to be rolled out in phases. That's why they openly admit NORTHCOM and Homeland Security and the Patriot Act is for the anti-Federal Reserve protesters, for the veterans, for the gun owners. And so, again, they built this thing in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but the whole time it was meant for us, because they know we're not going to like becoming third world slaves.
Yeah, I saw a piece on my computer a couple of weeks ago about a British general that the reporter asked him, how many Al-Qaeda have y'all killed? He says, zero. He says, how many Al-Qaeda are trying to put us under? And he says, zero. There is no such thing as Al-Qaeda. That's a term that they invented to create something to fight. Now, there are Taliban and
by the way, the Pentagon admits that. They say it was the name of the computer program in 79 to recruit and name all the Mujahideen working for the CIA.
Right. And we created all that problem in Afghanistan to try to run the Russians out. And then when we finally got the Russians out, then these people turned on us.
There's been a 13-fold now. It grows. Of any record of opium production. Heroin is everywhere now. And the BBC just admits, well, the U.S. and the British, we have to guard the opium or the Taliban will get it. The Taliban is there guarding it. We're shipping it out. Was it over oil or was it more over opium?
It was over two reasons. Afghanistan for two reasons. Number one, they needed to create a 48-inch gas pipeline and oil pipeline from the Caspian Sea area down to a saltwater port south and also into China. And these had to go through Afghanistan. And the Taliban would not permit it. And then the second reason is 90% of the opium in the world is created there in Afghanistan. And the Taliban, it's against their religion for their own people to consume it. And so the production of poppies was outlawed by the Taliban and was headed to zero about the time we invaded Afghanistan. And from there on, it went back up to normal production.
But just to be driving in my car listening to XM a few months ago, I already knew all this, but to hear them admit it, BBC spun it like, well, U.S. and British forces guard the poppies, and production has gone up, because if we don't let the farmers grow it, the Taliban will take back control, and they will sell it. And that's always the rationale. That's how the CIA got involved in narcotics when it was OSS. Well, if we don't, the Nazis will do it. And, no, the truth is, it's just the mafia.
That's right. The Taliban is actually a mafia within Afghanistan, and they go around and control the farmers, and everything they do is controlled by the Taliban.
Got me wanting to cough now, too. We're having like a... It's funny, one person coughs, the other feels like they've got a cough.
Just like a yawn.
Absolutely. Hey, it would be nice to take a little snooze right now. We could just say nap time now and play some nice soft music for people. Robert, let's get into the master plan a little bit more and then into solutions.
Okay.
Studying this, what makes the globalists tick? Why do they enjoy doing horrible things to people? Why do they enjoy pushing eugenics? And what will the world look like if they're successful?
Well, you're a great example. You've presented a great example of what they're like. You snuck into the Bohemian Grove and you videoed the ceremony. You got some people that are involved in medieval thoughts, and this is done every day in their operations. They just happened to meet there at Bohemian Grove, and also I was really proud of you when you approached
David Gergen.
David Gergen, and he says he dishonors you or something like that.
He got mad, yeah.
Yeah, but it takes people like you.
Well, somebody had to do it. But the thing was, I didn't really believe they were doing that completely when I snuck in. I snuck in to see.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting there watching the ritual, and I thought, well, this maybe is like a play. But the old men around me were very agitated, breathing heavy. This was more religious than, you know, going to Baptist church growing up and holy rollers getting really excited and praying and, you know, getting wild. This was religious rapture. I mean, exactly. They were really into this at certain points.
That was a formal ceremony. That was not a stage show. And that's just a micro example of what's going on throughout the world. And these people get involved in trafficking of drugs, trafficking of young children, trafficking of women throughout the world.
And it even comes out in Congress, and Rumsfeld says they're not going to get in trouble. We're going to let DynCorp do it. And then anywhere you walk into an Acorn, you go, I got 12-year-old sex slaves, and they go, great. I mean, that's how mainstream this is.
Yeah, and that was another great expose there where they snuck in or just walked in and pretended to be a prostitute and a pimp.
I've always told my listeners, get hidden cameras, go into any city council, any government group, any CPS, and these people are so lawless and so criminal. I mean, look, if you can steal kids with no due process all day, there's going to be something wrong with you.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, the few times I go to the Capitol, I catch bribery on tape. The government is so corrupt. It's like a rotten barn. You pull one plank off, there's termites anywhere you look.
That's right. And they try to keep it under wraps, but every now and then it'll come out. But then they put a spin on it, saying, "Well, no, that must be fiction. That doesn't really happen. That's not us." But we know it is.
Well, you studied societies, how they go into these cycles, or we're clearly going into a very decadent cycle. Can you describe what you, from your deep research and the other experts you talked to in an interview for your book, believe is going to happen, A, and B, get into what's happening with the dollar?
Okay. First of all, the creation of the American Union was scheduled for January 1st, 2005, and Dick Cheney said that in a video that I have, and where David Rockefeller congratulated him for his talk, but he said, we're on track to create the American Union, or they call it the Council of the Americas, by January 1st, 2005. He really meant the American Union. But
and by the way, on that same clip, he's so arrogant, he goes, I didn't tell my constituents I was doing this, and they all laugh at us. It's real funny that he can do this on C-SPAN, knowing his constituents in Wyoming aren't watching C-SPAN.
That's right.
I mean, every meeting I watch of these guys now, they laugh at us. It's funny.
But they have been planning this. In fact, I've got the minutes of the first Bilderberg meeting in which David Rockefeller talked about world economy at that first Bilderberg meeting in 1954 and the planning of the creation of the European Union. And so they have very long-range plans. They don't do what's going to happen this quarter or this month. If it slips a little bit, say, well, we'll do it next year or the next 5 years. But
long-term strategic planning.
That's right. And it's like the frog in the pan. As you gradually turn the heat up, the frog is cooked before he knows about it. and they're doing that to the public. And I know that if they are too aggressive, that people will fall out in the streets by the millions and maybe bring out some guillotines.
But they're now rolling out the sound cannons and the microwave guns at the in the Fed rallies.
Yeah. Well, the Patriot Act and several other things that they continually try to take our freedoms away from us and try to make us all seem as though we're evil people, we're a terrorist. And I think you probably have talked about FEMA saying that they've got a list of people that are terrorists.
Yes, and or sympathizers, and we've all got to be put in camps. Yeah.
And so you and I are probably deep on that list. And so...
Oh, yeah, they won't give me my FOIA for my FBI file. It says national security. And then national security, I can't see what lies they've got in there about me.
Well... Legally, you should be able to go to the FBI and see your records.
No, exactly. I've talked to a lawyer. I'm going to have to sue him.
Yeah. But there's all sorts of garbage in there, and you and I have very thick files in the CIA and the FBI.
Oh, of course. They study what we're doing. I've noticed Glenn Beck and others are now copying all the terms I use.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to stop the fall of the Republic, the New World Order. But then they're doing that so he can be in control of the opposition and lead them and control them.
Right. And they have these stooges out there to try to drive us in one direction or another. And they try to appear to be one thing, but they're really the other.
Robert, again, back to the dollar. We were talking during a break. Do you think this is the rush of the exits? Do you think this is the beginning of the death of the dollar?
There's no question about it. They'll end up with the... international monetary system. I don't know what they'll call it. In the European Union, they call it the euro. I believe Africa, they call it the afro or something like
yes.
that. But they will create one money system. And it all be created electronically. And so if you are not within their system, you won't be able to spend money. And eventually they will try to go to implants so that if you don't have an implant, and then you can't spend money.
Well, that's what Rockefeller told Aaron Russo. And he said, our license plates, our chips, everything, we're going to be above the law. All of you are going to be slaves. And that's actually what they're implementing now, where they're reading our license plates in real time everywhere.
That's right.
Tracking everything we do. This is outrageous.
And on the streets in London, there are thousands of cameras all over London, and they're doing it here. And they say that they're putting them on the freeways so that it can control traffic. It's also so they can tell where you're going.
Well, they admit that now, but I actually have an article here in my stack from today where, oh, look, how China's yuan can become the new global currency. There's one article. But look at this. Cameras keep track of all cars entering Medina. City signs have a unique way of greeting people. For instance, motorists are told they're entering a special place where people care. And it goes on to say the cameras have recently been installed at intersections to monitor every vehicle coming into the city. Under the automatic license plate recognition project, once a car enters the town, a camera captures its license plate number. Within seconds, the number is run through the database. And I noticed 10 years ago they announced this in Florida and a few other towns in Texas. I've seen the federal orders. Every state in the union for at least 7 years, everything you do is tracked.
Right.
Everywhere you go is tracked. And they can read hundreds of plates a second, and it has nothing to do with stopping crime. You notice they never use it for crime. This is a homeland security grid.
Right. And if you don't think they can do it, go to some of these intersections where they have a camera. And anyone that is runs a red light, they'll meet within a week or so, they'll get a ticket. And because they have the ability to read the license plate and go into their database and know exactly who you are.
That's right. Like out in California, I see the old big flash bulbs that go off. They don't need that anymore. They don't need the flashing systems at night to take a photo of your car. Now it's license plate reading. And then here's another one, News 10. Sheriff's Department responds to sonic device outrage. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department Tuesday responded to News 10's report that a new sonic weapon known as long-range acoustic device, LRAD, that the technology has been used to control crowds in Iraq and control insurgents, and it's now in the Sheriff's Department's possession, being used at the Tea Party rallies. So again, they've militarized the police. They're training them to go after the people. And all of this was set up before the big banks try to bring us into this economic implosion.
That's right. I've seen that sound system on the military channel where one of the reporters got within range of that, and all of a sudden they turned it on, and he just ran away because he said it's so painful.
Well, these are also soft kill weapon trainers. The studies show if they shoot you with a sound beam, a microwave, rubber bullets, that they're more apt next time to fire real bullets when they're ordered to. So it's just like you train an attack dog on dummies first before you give him real blood. We'll be back in 1 minute to talk about solutions. 3 minutes to talk about solutions.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
In the next segment, we're going to start taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday, September 16, 2009 edition. And after Mr. Ross leaves us in about 30 minutes, I'm going to do a big news blitz and more of your phone calls. So I said I'd start the show with this flu news, and I haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm going to. Robert, you and your new book that isn't out yet, but it'll be out soon, you get into your ideas for solutions monetizing the debt versus a gold standard. A lot of people are against the gold standard because the banks have hoarded all the gold, so they'd be back in control again. But, I mean, don't we just start with auditing the Fed? Don't we have to get rid of the Fed first? No. But I guess we also need to then or nationalize the Fed.
Well, first of all, none of this will happen, Alex, until we straighten it out in a timeline. The first thing we have to do is correct our voting system. It's so corrupt now that they can make anybody win an election. And so, first of all, we have to go to paper ballots everywhere, counted by local citizens, and posted in local newspapers before it's sent to Washington. And now, once we have the voting system corrected, then we need to eliminate the two-party system. The two-party system, if the Democrats are in control, the Republicans fight everything they try to do. If the Republicans are in control, the Democrats fight everything they try to do. So they should not be allowed to do anything to enhance or degrade a party for any reason. They ought to be there to do things for their constituents to improve the quality of life of their constituents, but they haven't done that probably ever. So, first of all, in every election, there should be as many independent people running for office as we can drive out of the bushes. And a great way to have would be to have 25% of Congress, one independent party, 25% another independent party, 25% Democrats, and 25% Republicans. That way they lose control. Even better than that is to have every elected representative an independent person, so that they are not controlled by a party, that they're there to represent their constituents. We need to change the total election system. For example, we should limit the time of campaigning for presidential office to 6 months and to a member of Congress or the House of Representatives to 3 months, and then allow or demand that all local TV stations must provide an avenue for campaigning of everybody running for office. So, and if we don't do that, then nothing will change, because we've got, and when the election comes up, we need to vote against every incumbent except about six, and I name those six in my book. And the reason that is, we need to get their attention.
Well, that's what politics is. I mean, you listen to a Sean Hannity or somebody, they sound great when their party's out of power. But as soon as the Republicans back in, they're going to support the whole New World Order agenda, just like Democrats sound great when Bush is in power.
Right.
But as soon as they get in power, they just continue because they're all bought and paid for. Can't we just bypass all that and arrest the Federal Reserve Board and arrest Rockefeller and Rothschilds and indict them for their crimes and just get our system back that way?
If you can't do that until you get control of Congress and presidency.
But how do we do that? Do we start at the local level? Because I see the local level as the area where we actually have power.
Correct the voting system first, then have independent people run so that we get the control of the Democrats and Republicans out of Congress.
We'll stay there. We've got a break for 1 minute. We're going to come back with the final hour, your phone calls, and a lot more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.